Joanne.
No, the worst part about this is that I'm mostly worried about rejection.
But that's what's really,
it was the first thing we got to stand up, I'm like, oh my God.
We did the same thing with Jennifer. You know, everybody here, there's not one of you that isn't afraid of rejection.
Yep.
The reason you don't come all the way into the group is because if you did and you actually showed who you were, you'd be like, well, they might not like it. I'm not so happy with it. Why would they be liking it? But the truth is that there's a quality within you that can't get out until you try and share those, you know, it's like in kindergarten. You don't know what to say to them. You just go and go,
Are you my friend?
Yeah. So really good. It's really, and it's important to stand up in front of the room, be seen, and also do this all the time in class. Just kind of like, what can we do? All right. So, what do you do for work?
I was a quality control analyst. I'm an animal shelter volunteer, and I'm a stay-at-home grandmother.
Okay.
Marry those up.
So, analyst. So, analyst, and what do you do at the shelter?
Dog walking, training.
Okay, analyst, dog walker, and grandmother's dog walker too.
Trainer, teacher.
Okay. So analyst, right? Figuring out. Okay, so we got that. Now, who comes to you?
The people I worked with at Abbey were high intensity scientists. The animals and now a baby.
Going down the food chain.
Yeah. Depends which way's going up.
Okay. All right. All right. So let's. So with this diverse group of people that you've worked with over time, how do you like to interact with them? What's your favorite way of working with them and doing stuff with them?
Inspiring, teaching. Training, learning from them, maintaining an energy level. Like I, oftentimes in the lab, it was pretty intense, and I just like always like diffuse the situation and make sure I had people's backs.
That's the analyst. That's the teacher analyst. Okay. All right. So and you can do that in every one of those three things, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you know, even though you're educating a dog, it's still an education. It's like
yeah.
It's
wrangling.
Okay. So
wrangling, right?
Wrangling, yeah.
Children,
okay.
Dogs.
All right.
Yeah.
So then
scientists.
When you're done doing that and teaching, so you could probably say I'm a teacher, and the people that come to me are there to learn something. They're there to improve themselves in some way. All right. So then what do they get from that?
We talk about like number four now.
Yeah.
I put guidance in laughter. You know, I always tend to try and do things with humor and provide guidance as best I can.
Well, that's on three. Three should be I do things with humor. I make light, humor, help them lighten up. That's what you like to do.
Yeah.
Okay, so I teach with humor. So it's teacher. With humor, what did they get when they're done?
Well, wait a minute, I inspire them too.
They walk a little better.
They don't bite me.
A little doggy walk, right? No.
I said feeling inspired that anything is possible.
Feeling inspired that anything's possible. Okay. All right. I like that. So you teach. So then the question five?
I try to inspire people on how to feel anything is possible and bring more joy and laughter into their life.
Okay, so when I show people how to feel anything is that they when I show people how to feel supported and enlightened or educated. That anything is possible. And it's like a humor piece, right? So it's mm-hmm. like, I feel. I help people feel supported in it.
Engaged.
But it's like something with like they feel fun, right? When you're in your core, when you're not hiding over here.
When I'm in my core, I tend to be fun, and
people walk away and they're like, yeah, that was fun. That was a fun interaction. We have, you know, there was some real energy there. There was some real, you know.
There's also something around ease.
Ease?
Things feel easy somehow. They're easier. Yeah. Things are just easier. Yeah.
So that's the teacher part. That's the.
I was going to say freer.
Freer, yeah.
Lighthearted.
She's comfortable.
Lighthearted, yeah.
She's
lighter.
Lighter,
yeah. Lighter, yeah.
Mm. There's an innocence. Like, look at these doe eyes.
That's true. That's
Diva. Is that the cute?
That's sort of like, okay over here. No. There's game there. She's a teacher. She's like, she's on. So like, her deliverable is, she's an analyst, right?
Yeah.
So she's an analyst. And she does analyst fun. So she's like a teacher that really goes deep, but frees up a lot of stuff.
Especially when you work with people, like the scientist type people, everybody's pretty deep.
So anything is possible with laughter.
Yeah. So people feel,
lighthearted.
I show people how to feel, like there's like life's fun again.
Yeah.
You know,
and
life's
that's
fun
generally
and there's
where
there's new possibilities and life's fun again.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Okay. I do too. Thanks. Right. Excellent.
Okay.
That wasn't so fun.